106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Moreno, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Story out of Exshaw, and this has to do with the temporary housing for flood-displaced residents. I understand that they're kind of shutting things down and moving people out of there, whether they're ready to move or not.
In 2013, I think, we knew it would be 2 years for temporary flood housing, but no one actually for a moment thought that it would take more than 2 years to negotiate your way through the bureaucratic process that is the disaster recovery program.
Uh-huh.
Immediately after the flood, Allison Redford landed in her helicopter right in front of the Civic Center. I'm standing there. She said the words, "We will make sure everyone gets their homes back," or she basically promised something they couldn't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere demonstrates that more than Exshaw. Exshaw has been shafted.
Totally.
75% of that community was affected, and yet only $560,000 in disaster recovery program funds have been granted to people in Exshaw.
That's like a house and a bit, maybe, depending on where you live in the community. That's barely anything.
If you divide that by the number of claims that have been settled, it works out to about like $400 a house.
Seriously?
I mean, you look to Calgary and some of the money given to people whose million-dollar homes along Elbow River there were just handed money. The Kananaskis Golf Course. $18 million. Here you go.
Yeah.
And then you got people in Exshaw struggling 2 years later to stay in their community and provide homes for their families.
One of the most outspoken people about the disaster recovery program, some of the issues there, has been Sue Arledge.
She was at the meeting of the ombudsman that was in June, and she has documented every part of this process, and it's frustrating. Not a single file has been brought to the ombudsman's office yet.
Well, that's because they haven't been closed yet, right? They're still in appeals or discussion or whatever. I mean, it's 2 years now.
Even though the ombudsman is the last resort, like you have to exhaust every avenue you possibly have. These people haven't reached that point.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, then let's just start thinking about the mental health of people.
Mm-hmm.
When your home's been destroyed and then you have to fight a faceless bureaucratic box for every single dollar you possibly can get in order to rebuild your home.
Not to mention that Sue and some others are being kicked out of this temporary housing without having everything settled, and some people don't really have a place to go at this point in time.
2 years is too long to put your life back together.
Mm-hmm.
After being promised by someone like Allison Redford that you would be taken care of. Some people, they're back in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are still struggling through this process. Props to them for fighting a system that has been designed to crush them, in my opinion. But the other thing is, there's people in the temporary flood housing that were renting at the time of the flood. How are they still in this housing? The answer? We don't have affordable housing.
Problem A in the Bow Valley, right? Yeah.
Right? So I have no idea how on earth we fix this problem, but it needs fixing.